Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
Parker J. Palmer, in his book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, talks about how we live in a time of the politics of the brokenhearted. And he says that if we are lucky, we can find ways to hear voices of the other and talk with one another so that our hearts break open, but not apart. And I think poetry does that.
The approaching 50th commemoration of the May 4th shootings at Kent State is drawing both academic and emotional responses. The Wick Poetry Center at Kent State has initiated a call for poetry. We talked with director David Hassler.
We've got two separate calls. One is a call for finished poems. The other one is a way to contribute, to ask people without any background in poetry to contribute a line or a short stanza to an evolving community poem we call a global peace poem.
David told us this is not a new idea.
Poetry for the 20th anniversary in 1990 was used as a powerful tool to bring people together. Our founding director, Maggie Anderson, worked with a group of people here to organize a gathering of poets. People came from all over the country to read poems and to listen to these poems around peace and conflict transformation. So at the Wick Center, we thought for the 50th commemoration, how can we create a kind of virtual gathering of poets and invite people from all over the world, really, to submit poems? We'll have a wonderful poet, Naomi Shihab Nye, judge the final poems. And those poems will be given to School of Music composition students who will create original works of music. And we'll have an evening concert here on campus. And the next evening, we'll have a reading by Naomi Shihab Nye. To give an example of the kind of poems we're looking for, Charlie Malone, our program and outreach manager, will read a beautiful poem by Tiff Holland called May 4th, 1990. She was a student at Kent State, and she read this poem for the 20th anniversary, and this poem appears in a publication published by Kent State University Press called A Gathering of Poets. And Bobby Salvaggio will play a beautiful saxophone accompaniment to this poem.
This is the true memorial, I realized. The pink cherry blossom sequined raincoat in front of me, all I could see during the speeches. This pattern noticed right at the moment Alison Krauss is quoted, flowers more important than bullets. This is the true memorial, I think. Hundreds of colored umbrellas in the rain like a watercolor I once saw of Korean women in traditional costume waiting for a train. We are waiting for these words to land like flowers, to color our memorial. One they can't take away or scale down. True magnitude. All these umbrellas, uncovered heads with rat-drowned hair. Not even 20-year anniversary enthusiasm could keep so many out in such a cold, cold rain. It is raining today to keep us honest in commemoration. Those here are either pure of heart or waterproof. The woman beside me, unknown, offers to share her umbrella. I take my turn, keeping it up, keeping us dry. When I grasp its handle and a cold wind tries to infiltrate beneath, I suddenly realize what we need to do. We should join hands, catch the wind under all the wet domes, and lift off together. This would be the ultimate statement. Just fly off. Problem is, I already know there would be at least one hand hooked down and grab marble, anchor us all. That's what's going on now. I don't know that this is wrong. We are, after all, more rain than air, and rain falls. It is important, I think, to remember the ground.
Charlie Malone reading, Bobby Salvaggio on sax. David gave us more details about the second call, contributions to the global peace poem.
We'll be collecting these voices from all over the world, contributing a line or a stanza to our global community peace poem. And we hope to create several environmental designs for the weekend of May 4th, 2020, scrolling this peace poem from contributions from all over the world.
To contribute a finished poem or to participate in the Global Peace Poem,
go to globalpeacepoem.com or to the Wick Poetry Center website or our Traveling Stanzas website.
David Hassler is director of the Wick Poetry Center. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.